Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein tzrichin lilmoid im benoi v'im ben benoi. And this is why a person is supposed to learn with his son and with his grandson. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'hoidatom levonecho v'levnei vonecho. And not only with them, but the Gemara goes on to say, if you're capable of teaching, besides your son and grandson, you have to teach anybody that you can. It's just that they come first. If they're willing to, if you're able to teach your son and grandson, they go first. Ki ha-toyro shehi b'chinas oyer ha-nekudo tzrichin lekabel b'sholoish b'chinois. Because the Torah, which is that Oyer HaNekuda that Rabbeinu Zal mentions there on Likutei Moran, that light, a person has to receive it three ways. Dahainu, Aleph, number one, Ledaber Im HaTzadik, by speaking with the Tzadik, Lekabel Mimenu Nekuda HaKlolius, and receive from the Tzadik the total Nekuda. The Tzadik is a composite of the entire Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned earlier. So every single Yid has to receive from the Tzaddik, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from all the true Tzaddik of each and every generation, from his totality, from his total Kedusha. Beis, number two, is Ledaberim Chaveroi. Every single Jew is supposed to speak to his friends, to his colleagues. Bebechinas umekablin dein mendein. As the Torah tells us about the angels, they receive from each other. They give and take. By Jews, there has to be this give and take. A person has to have chavrusa. A person has to have close friends who he can listen to, who he can speak to. He can pour out his heart when he feels troubled, etc., etc. And at the same time, he can hear advice, or he can hear consolement, or whatever it is, or he can hear the other person's pain and difficulty. That's number two. Number three, Gimel, Ledaber Beinoi Levein Koinoi. Each and every single Jew has to have their private conversation with Hashem, private personal conversation with Hashem. Lekabel Hanekuda Mineu Bei. So as to be able to receive from my own Nekuda. Now, just to emphasize, this speaking with the Tzaddik, speaking with a friend, speaking with yourself, refers to speaking words of Torah, speaking words of Tefillah, and other kind of speaking, and speaking anything related to Yiddishkeit, Yirah Shemayim, etc. V'zeh yodua, and it's known, shebigdusha, kol b'chinu b'china tzricho liyois, kol ol mikola b'chinois. That when we speak about holiness, spirituality, each thing is a composite of everything else. Each thing has some of the other in it also. Chesed has gevura in it. Gevura has chesed in it, and vice versa. V'alkein, therefore, hanekud shel kol echot miYisrael bi'atzmoi tzricho lohoyer b'sholosh b'chinos hanam. The private nekuda of each and every single Jew has to shine into all three channels. This is why the Torah says when it comes to studying Torah, you have to study Torah and you have to pass it on to your son and to your grandson. This corresponds to the three nekudos that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran. Because when a person is learning by himself, alone, and speaking the words of Torah with his mouth, and thereby attaching them to his heart, shining them into his heart, then that nekuda, that holiness, that Torah is shining from his mouth into his heart, inside of himself, minebe, from him to him. And if a person doesn't, a person would say, but hold on a second, this seems pretty ridiculous. I'm going from me to me. Doesn't that mean I'm accomplishing nothing? The answer is definitely not. Because if a person has Kedusha inside of himself, if he has Torah inside of himself, and it's just sitting there, it's not necessarily working for him. It's not motivating him. It's not inspiring him. It's not bringing him close to Hashem. If he speaks the words of Torah, and his ears and his heart hear him saying those words, that can turn him on, that can motivate him, inspire him, bring him close to Hashem, v'chulu v'chulu. U'kishezoich elohoilid ben, and when the person is zoich to give birth to a son, mechuyov lil moidimo, he's obligated to learn with him. V'oz toivim hashnayim en ho'echod. And then the Torah tells us two are better than one. She'im yipoilu, ho'echod yokim es chaveroi. Because if they fall, if any of them falls, the other one is there to pick him up. Ki oz meira hanakuda hashnia shemeir kol echod miyisroel chaveroi. Because then, by learning with one son, he's turning on that second switch, that nekuda of each and every single Jew shining into his fellow Jew. Umekablin dein ben dein, as we mentioned earlier. Ki gam habonim nikroim achim v'chaverim. Because a person's sons are also referred to as their brothers and their friends. Kamo Yishakosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayoymer Yaakov le'echov. Yaakov Avinu said to his brothers, Liktu avonim, gather stones. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Le'echov levonov. He was referring to his sons. Shehoyu achim nigoshim elov, because the brothers were coming, approaching him, etc. So we see that children are also referred to as colleagues sometimes. This concept of nekudas chover applies to one's children also. U'kishezoich leben benoi, and when a person is zoich to have a grandson, mechuyev lil moidimoi, he's obligated to learn with him. Ve'oz hachut hameshulosh loy bimheira yinotek. And then the Torah tells us, when you have a triple stranded string, that will not be able to be broken very easily. That's really strong. That's powerful. Ki oz tzorech lilmoid im bnoi v'im ben bnoi. Because when a person has a son and grandson, he's required to learn with both of them. V'oz nizgad lo nekudosoi. And when he does that, his nekuda shines very brightly. V'nasis b'chinas oyer nekudas horav. And he becomes an aspect of the rabbi, the tzaddik. Me'achar shezoich lilmoid im shnayim. Since he's learning with two others, im bnoi v'im ben bnoi, with his son and his grandson. Ki oz, because when they're three, bnoi biatzmoi loymeid im bnoi shu ben bnoi, the son is learning with his son, which is the grandson, v'limudom shaloyim dem yachad, and the learning that they do together, hu b'chinas oyer hanekuda shel hachaverim. That nekuda is referred to as the nekuda of colleagues, friends. Chavrusas, two people that are sharing. The who and the grandfather, Nase Zokain. He becomes the Zokain, Veloimeid Imshneim. He's the elder, and he's learning with both of them. Alkein Nekudosoi Bebechinas Nekudas Horav, Shenikra Zokain. Therefore, his Nekuda, his piece of the puzzle here, he goes into the role of the rabbi, the Zokain, the elder. The word Zokain, the Gemara says, is Ze Kono Chochma. This one has acquired Chochma. Kihu Meir Bishneim. Because he's sharing his das, he's shining into both of them, Bibnoi Ubenbnoi, his son and his grandson. Bibchinas Nekudas Horav, Shubchinas Zokain. He represents, he symbolizes the concept of rabbi, the elder. Even if he's not a rabbi, even if his son is more learned than him, even if the grandson is more learned, still, on a certain level, because he's the elder, he's taking on this role. In other words, could be technically, lemaisa, it's the son who's teaching the grandfather. Baruch Hashem, in today's generation, we have many cases like that. We have people who are chozer b'tshuva. We have grandparents or parents who were not privileged to go to yeshiva, and many of their and yet they were zoicha to give their children a fantastic Jewish religious education so that their children can teach them Torah. But still, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, when you have these three, you have these three roles being filled. The rabbi, the chavrusa, the chaver, and the student. ובנוי ובן בנוי מאירן זה בו זה בבחינס נקודס חברים. And the son and grandson are sharing with each other, are shining into each other like colleagues, like friends. וכל אחד לומד בעצמו. Then each one goes and learns by himself, also separately. ומאיר הנקודה מיני ובי. And then each one receives from his own נקודה. וזי מאירן כל השלוש נקודות. So when you have grandfather, son, and grandson, all three of these lights are shining. And therefore, v'nizbatlin kol hacherpois v'ashviros kanal. And this destroys the Yetzirah completely. As Rabbeinu Zal said over there, in Likutei Moran, ki ha-sholosh nekudos sanal heim b'chinas shloisha ovois. Because the three nekudos that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran, the tzaddik, the friend, and yourself, correspond to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Batchilo hoisa nekudos Avraham rak minei ubei. When Avram Avinu was alone in the world, before Yitzchok Avinu was born, then Avram Avinu was receiving from himself, from his own Diburim. He was receiving that Nekuda, that's Minei Ubei. V'hischil lohoyer oyer ha-Nekuda bo'ilam. And Avram Avinu, I'm sorry, ki hu hayoho rishoin shehikir es boiroi bishleimus. Because Avram Avinu was the first one to achieve a certain very high level of faith and recognition of Hashem. V'hischil lohoyer hanekuda lohoyer oyer hanekuda boilam. He's the first one who started broadcasting that the light of his nekuda to the world. Levatel hacherpois vashvirois shezgabru mechet odom rishon. In order to destroy all the negative forces, the klipois, the sitrachra, the tuma, the taivasros, and everything that came into the world from the time of the sin of Adam HaRishon, and as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon. Ki Avraham zocho lekohuna, because the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu was zochet to the title Kohen, b'chinas ahava digdusha, and we know al-pi Kabbalah, the Kohen represents ahava, chesed, b'chinas ato Kohen li'olam. The Pasuk says about Avraham Avinu, you are a Kohen permanently. This doesn't mean technically halacha-wise kohen. It means Hashem gave him that title and the spiritual things that are associated with it. This concept of this chesed, ahava, ahava of kedusha. V'ze zocho al yedei shehishtadel kol yomav behispoiridus. How was Avram Avinu zoche to that ahava de kedusha? Because Avram Avinu was involved throughout his whole life in his hispoiridus. He worked very hard at spending many, many hours talking to Hashem, ledaber beinoy levein koinoy, to speak with Hashem, uledaber em bnei odom, and to speak to people about Hashem. Shaydeze zocho lohoyer oyer hanekuda. That's how he was zocho to really turn on the light of his nekuda very brightly. Vaydeze zocho li ahavo digdusha sheshoira itzla hanekuda. And that's how he was zocho to the proper kind of love which is associated with the nekuda, which rests on the nekuda. Bechinas Avraham Oyavai kanal, as the Torah refers to Avraham Avinu as Avraham Oyavai, Avraham, my beloved. Avraham Avinu, who is the master of Ahava Digdusha. Aval betchilo hois nekudas Avraham bechinas hanekuda hameira minei ubei. However, at first, Avraham Avinu's nekuda was only one part of this puzzle. It was only that aspect of Nekuda that's shining from him to him. Ki hoya yochid boilam, because he was pretty much alone in the world, in his deep yearning for Hashem, and in his avoidas Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, echod hoya Avraham. Avraham Avinu was one, he was alone. V'achar kach kishazoch lohidas Yitzchok, and afterwards when he was zochah to give birth to Yitzchok Avinu, oz hoya bechinas toivim hashnayim kanal. Then he went into a different mode. Now there's suddenly two. And the Torah says two is better than one. Because if one gets weak, the other one's always there to help him up. Ukishoholid Yitzchok es Yaakov. And when Yitzchok Avinu gave birth to Yaakov Avinu, oz hachut hameshulosh loy bimheri inoteg. The Torah promises us that when you have a triple-stranded thread, that will not break easily. That's really solid, solid. Ki oz nishlam hakedusha. That's when the kedusha achieves a certain completion. Ki oz nimshecha oir hanekuda bechol hashalosh bechinas anal. Because then the light of that nekuda is shining in all three ways, as we mentioned. V'alkein Yaakov Avinu kibel hanekuda b'sholosh b'chinas anal. And this is why Yaakov Avinu received the nekuda on all three levels. Ki kibla me'avi aviv b'chinas nekudas hazokein shehu arav shebedoer. He received from his grandfather, who is the zokein, who he received from Avram Avinu, the nekuda of zokein, the nekuda of the rabbi of the generation. V'kibla me'oviv, and he also received the nekuda from his father Yitzchak Avinu, bebechinas nekudas hachaverim kanal, who was like his chavrusa in a sense. V'kibla mineu bei, and Yaakov Avinu received from Yaakov Avinu, from himself, through his own personal Torah and Tefillah and Avodah. V'alkein be'emes loy nishlama hakedusha ad Yaakov. And this is why the Torah makes it perfectly clear that Avram Avinu was great, but it was not shlemus. Yitzchok Avinu was great, but it was not shlemus. Yaakov Avinu is called Tom. Tom means complete, whole. He's called the Bechir Shebavos, the choicest one of all three. Shehoisam mitosoi shlema. The Torah says about him that his bed was complete, solid. Aval Avraham yotza mimenu Yishmoel. V'yitzok yonu mimenu Esav. Whereas Avram Avinu had a Yishmoel. Yitzchok Avinu had an Esav. Ki oz adayin lo nizbatlo hacherpo vashvira. Because since during the time of Avram and Yitzchok, the nekuda was not shining totally. It was only one third or two thirds. It was not able to defeat the sitra achra completely. So the sitra achra was still strong. The cherpois and the shvirois were still active. Shehem bechinas orla dechafyal bris. They are referred to as the orla, the tuma that rests on the bris, which is al pi kabbalah, where that nekuda is shining. That's what resulted in them giving birth to a Yishmoel and an Esav. Shehem bechinas hacherpa v'hashvira. They represent the negativity, the shame, the breakage. Mebechinas malchin kadmoin demisu, who draw their power from those original kings that died. Shehem Bechinas, which is mentioned in the Chumash at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, V'eile hamalochim asher molchu be'eretz Edom, these are the kings who ruled in the land of Edom, lifnei maloch melech lebnei Yisrael, before a king was established for Bnei Yisrael. Kayodua, as is known in the Zohar HaKodesh and the Sifrei Kabbalah, that paragraph in the Torah speaks about all the klipos and sitrachra which preceded the kedusha. The shell always precedes the fruit, as we've mentioned. V'chol ze machmas she'adayin lo he'ira hanekuda b'shleimus b'chol hasholesh b'chinas k'nam. Why was that able to be the case? Because the nekuda was not 100%. It wasn't shining solidly in all three directions that it's supposed to. Shaydezeh loin ezbatlo lagamri hacherpa vashvira. And therefore, it could not succeed in eliminating completely the negative forces. Shehim b'chinas Yishmoel v'yesov. Aval Yaakov, shehoyo chut hameshulosh, whereas Yaakov Avinu, who is now the triple-stranded thread, V'oz nishlama oyer hanekuda b'chol hasholosh b'chinas k'nal. And when we got to Yaakov Avinu, the light of the nekuda is shining on all three levels, the rabbi, the friend, and the nekuda satzmoy. V'oz nizbatel hacherba v'ashvira legamri. That's when you're able to eliminate and destroy the cherba, the spiritual negative forces, totally. V'zocho l'shmiras habris betachlis. And that's why the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu was zocho to the highest level of shmiras habris. K'may shekosuv, as the Torah says, Reishis oini. My son Reuven was my first seed, Yaakov Avinu said. He was zocho to this highest level. Al kein hoysa mitoso shleima b'li shum psul. And therefore, his children were 100%. No Yishmoels, no Esavs. Ki oz nizbatlo hacherpa vashvira legamri. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, when all three of these, when the nekuda is shining properly on all three levels, the tzaddik, the friend, and the nekuda satzmoi, then you can succeed in eliminating the sitrachra totally, al yedei shenishlam oyer hanakuda b'chol hasholish b'chinois, by that light of the nakuda being completed in on all three levels. V'zeh shom rabbi senuzal. This is also why the Gemara says, kol mi shehu talmud chacham ubnoi talmud chacham uben bnoi talmud chacham. Any person who he's a talmud chacham, and his son is a Talmud Chacham, and his grandson is a Talmud Chacham, Shuv ein ha-Toyro poisekes mizaroi. The Toyro will no longer leave his descendants. The Toyro will remain in that family permanently. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'ani zois brisi, Oysam amar Hashem, Ruchi asher samti beficho, Lo yamusha mipicho, Umipizaracho, mipizera zaracho. Rav Nosnal says, Ki oz meira hanakuda bechol hasholish bechinois. Because when grandfather, son, and grandson are all tamid chachamim, then this light is shining in all three locations. Shaydeze ikur kiyum hatoira. And that's what establishes the Torah permanently. That's what really, really makes the Torah solid.